This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Maybe the biggest story in the NFL has nothing to do with the outcome we saw last night, but everything to do with the outcomes we'll be seeing for the rest of the season as the league's leading MVP candidate is injured. It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. But the sweet, sweet tones you'll hear today. Oh, we are in person. We are hanging out. It's Fitz and Harry. I'm Jason Fitz. He's Harry Douglas. Starting January 3rd in this very time slot, noon to 3 Eastern, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. You can also watch us in the ESPN app. HD and I will be hanging out with you every single day. And as apropos for the way we're going to be, Harry came in just styling in like an all Jordan sweatsh- like he's got the right look. Everything's clean. I'm in an obnoxious Christmas sweater with Grinch shoes. That says everything about our friendship.
I'm Jordan down. You know I rock the Jordans every time I get a chance, though. But I will say this, Fitz. I love your outfit. It says everything about you. Energetic, just that guy, stand-up human being.
Wait, you're always in the Jordan gear, like, but I also know you're cheap. You got a Jordan, it's like their Jordan deal. Like, is there a plus one on that Jordan deal?
No, I don't have a Jordan deal, man.
We get you a Jordan deal?
So, Jordan, if you're listening, we need you, man.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm tired of paying for Jordan stuff. And I wear Jordan socks, Jordan pants, shirt, you know, shoes, everything. I don't have Jordan underwear. I'm not taking it up. Wait till I get my Hanes on you. Nope, I'm not wearing no damn Hanes.
Wow, okay. Sorry. Look at this. He's got, like, I wasn't going to ask you about your underwear till hour two, but things have gone off the rails off the top. All right, things might be going off the rails for the Eagles as the big news yesterday is that Jalen Hurts suffered a sprain to his right throwing shoulder. His right shoulder, which is his throwing shoulder against the Bears. Of note, that happened during the game. So he still played after the injury. It is not considered a long-term injury. If he can't play Christmas Eve, Gardner Minshew, who I like to call the mustache man, will be in instead. Also very interesting is that the MVP odds took a wild swing. And I was hanging out with Aaron Dolan last night as we were getting ready for the Monday Night Football
digital
show.
She does a wonderful job, too.
Yeah, she
does a wonderful job.
And we were filming this whole bit where I was dressed up as Santa Claus. And she just looked up and she's like, I got to go right now because she was getting blown up. And she's, you know, great with the betting stuff. She's a betting analyst. Aaron came back immediately and said something must be wrong with Jalen Hurts because the lines have shifted on MVP. He went from being a favorite, and I think it was about a minus 150, to being plus 550. He went all of a sudden from being the guy to being an afterthought. Mahomes now the MVP. And Harry, it makes no sense to me. Like, right now, body of work, Jalen Hurts is the MVP. I don't think anything changes that.
No, me either. But here's the tricky part about it, though, Fitz. Jalen Hurts cannot, you know, sit out the rest of the season and think he's still going to win the MVP. Right now, if he misses the game against the Dallas Cowboys, I don't think that's going to cost him because the way he's played up to this point, his team only has one loss, and we know how those guys respond to him. We know how much his head coach, Nick Sirianni, loves him. We know how Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator, how he thinks of Jalen Hurts, his teammates. He is everything that the Philadelphia Eagles want to embody in a player standpoint. So, if Jalen Hurts only misses one game, then he's still going to be able to win that MVP trophy. But when I look at a guy like Patrick Mahomes, you look at Josh Allen, you look at Joe Burrow, if those guys are phenomenal down the stretch and Jalen Hurts doesn't play another regular season game, it's going to be hard, especially Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes right now is this close to Jalen Hurts when it comes to the MVP race.
Here's the thing for me, and one thing I want to be very clear about. A lot of people don't realize this. Dan Graziano taught me this. You and I, Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, we work a lot in college football.
Yep.
In college football, I'm a Biletnikoff Award voter. No idea why you're not, because you're the wide receiver. We're going to fix that.
Well, tell the people again.
So
they can hear.
I have a vote for the best wide receiver in the country in college football. I think I'm probably...
You keep your vote. You deserve to keep your vote.
I'm keeping my vote, but I'm going to get you.
Get your boy on the list, though, Fitz.
I think I might be the only person in the world with a Grammy vote and a Biletnikoff Award vote. Like, it is weird.
Says a lot about you, though.
Well, thanks, brother. But one thing that is funny is when you're voting on those types of awards, the Heisman, you vote for a first, a second, a third, right?
Yep.
For the NFL MVP, there's only one name that goes on your ballot. You don't get to decide on a first, a second, or third. So a lot of times when we say, well, this guy's never won an MVP, it makes a little sense, because if you are a voter and you can only list one name, now the fact that it's close doesn't help whoever's in second. It's not like you can get a bunch of second place votes and turn that into a win. You can for the Heisman, for example. So the fact that there is so little wiggle room between the two of them and you can only list one name on your ballot, I think is significant. I just don't know if I'm the Eagles, like if Eagles go in and they lose a bunch of games, not only to the point we've had with Lamar Jackson, means that Jalen Hurts means even more. If they win a bunch of games, if they their last three games, they got the Cowboys, the Saints, and the Giants. If they win all three of those games with Gardner Minshew as quarterback, in my mind, Gardner Minshew is so beloved as a character, we'll actually turn that into a pro Gardner Minshew, not a negative Jalen Hurts. So that's why I think Hurts is still the MVP.
But I also got to look at the simple fact that, remember Carson Wentz, his rookie year, I think it was his rookie year or his second year in the league, of the Super Bowl run that the Philadelphia Eagles did have. Carson Wentz, if he would have finished that year out, he would have won the MVP that year, but he got hurt, right? And he missed some games in the back half, the later part in the year, and he did not win the MVP trophy that season. Granted, you did have Nick Foles come in and do a phenomenal job and lead that team to a Super Bowl, to the fact that, doesn't he have a statue?
Yeah.
A statue. Think about that. How crazy is that?
I'm looking at the schedule. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Jason Fitz. We're hanging out with you. Barton Hahn. It will be Fitz and Harry starting January 3rd. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can tweet us on Dr. Pepper Twitter feed at Jason Fitz, at HDouglas83. You can also be a part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. That's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Tell us who your MVP is. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. I came into this conversation convinced that Hurts is still the MVP. Then I did the schedule game. And when you look at what's ahead of Patrick Mahomes, you make a really good point, because the Seahawks will go to Kansas City. Now, Christmas Eve, Seattle playing in Kansas City, where it is going to be like negative 372 degrees. Don't Google it.
That's and it's fact. Also a team that's competing for a playoff spot right now.
Yeah. So if that's a win for Kansas City in this scenario, then they get the Broncos at home, and then they finish against the Raiders. There's opportunity for Mahomes to just pad the entire sheet on the way to three more wins, which would make them 14-3. And it's funny because, like, I don't feel like this has been a 14-3 year for KC, but it has.
But I would even say, we've seen the first matchup against the Chiefs and the Raiders, and I thought the Raiders actually should have won that football game.
Oh,
that can be a competitive game, to the point to where Patrick Mahomes pulls out that magic wand with the little magic wand and make things work, right? He always finds a way to work his magic. Now, it didn't happen at the end of the game versus the Buffalo Bills, but that's a story for another day. Majority of the time when Patrick Mahomes has that football late in games, he finds a way to make things work. He finds a way to make the car, even if the car has been broken down entirely. Game, he finds a way to make the car crank up.
I'm gonna peek behind the curtain here. Whoever's working on the TV side of this broadcast, on which you can watch us in the ESPN app, somebody's got to clip me Harry conducting with two pens. That might be my favorite thing of the day. But let me though take this to one other level. All right, because we're having all this conversation about MVP.
Yep.
I don't care who the MVP is if I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I don't give a damn if that trophy comes to Jalen Hurts. I care about one thing. I care about my guy getting healthy and having my quarterback going into the playoffs. Because let's be real. If I tell every Eagles fan today, fear not, you're going to lose in the playoffs, but Jalen Hurts is going to be the MVP. Ain't nobody want that.
No, I agree with you. And if I'm, you know, Nick Sirianni and the rest of the staff, the training staff, and everybody involved, Lurie, anybody who's involved in the front office, Jalen Hurts, number one, won't be playing against Dallas. Is it an AC joint? I'm trying to remember. I had an AC joint before Fitz, and we had a bye week. I got it on an in cut, got tackled against the Lions, and I had to get like a little shot in my arm, a little medicine to make it heal a little bit faster. But here's the only difference. I play wide receiver. Jalen Hurts throws the football with his shoulder.
Right.
And he take hits sometimes not knowing that the hits are coming, because if, you know, a quarterback's going to get sacked, sometimes he gets sacked, he doesn't see the hits coming, right? It just happens. So I'm not risking Jalen Hurts going out and getting hurt or re-injuring his shoulder even more, and then putting our team at risk from the common goal. The common goal is a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the part. If I ask most fans, hey, 6 years ago, off the top of your head, who won the MVP? most fans are going to sit there and go, ooh, and maybe not even figure it
like
out.
Like me too. I'm going to say,
But if I'm like, hey, take a second. Think about who won the Super Bowl 6 years ago. That, I mean, it hits different. And to your point, you're not the only one who thinks it. Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, was on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this morning and had a very clear statement about when the Eagles should play Hurts.
I would not play Jalen Hurts until he's completely healthy. I think we could go ahead and win the division, win home field advantage, because we have a really good team, and the way we've had this really, we padded a lead, and let's face it, Dallas has stumbled. So if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm erring on the side of caution, and I want to have Jalen Hurts play as many meaningful games in January as possible.
Yeah, I also don't want the Cowboys to get the satisfaction of getting a single hit on my quarterback if I don't need. If I'm Philly, I go into this game. The ultimate up yours in this rivalry is to go in and be like, hey, we're not playing anybody. I realize there's 3 weeks. We're just giving the whole team off.
To your point yesterday when we brought up the Cowboys and Philly situation, and you saying the Cowboys really weren't playing for anything. Philly only has to win one more game to secure the number one seed. So to your point, I didn't want to tell you you were right yesterday, but I'll tell you you're right today.
Oh, the gospel choirs are coming in. We're going to church now. Hallelujah. I'm right. Barton Hahn is brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Rodgers now in the shotgun. Dillon to his left. Jones to his right. Now Jones motions wide to the left. Quick toss. Jones left side. Gets a block from Watson. Cuts it back. End zone. Touchdown. The rookie with the block. Aaron Jones like a rocket into the end zone. And the Packers lead it 23-6.
It was a Monday night chilly matchup with a lot on the line for fantasy football owners. I know that's not an angle a lot of people care about, but shout out to my buddy Spencer, who lost his playoff matchup because the Packers sat on it on the 1 yard line at the very end of the game. The Packers get the wildly expected win over the Rams, if you ask me, 24-12. It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz, hanging out with Harry Douglas. Important note here, the Rams have been eliminated from playoff contention. So, a team that said F them draft picks now has no draft picks. They went through a year full of injuries. A team that a few months ago, the head coach was rumored to be wanting to step away because it wasn't fun. And on several press conferences this year has remarked about how difficult this season has been. A team that tried to figure out how to keep Aaron Donald happy this offseason. And now he's missed several games due to injury. And that have real question marks about what their future could look like due to injury at the quarterback. Have no draft picks to restock the kitty. And they just missed the playoffs. I know they're coming off a Super Bowl. I get it. But this has to be, first and foremost, last night was an indication that this season has been an epic fail by the Rams.
Oh, it has. You look at their offensive line and the different starting offensive line units that they have had the entire year. It has been ridiculous. And guys have been shuffled in and out, shuffled around. Guys have been hurt. They started center go out last night on the second play of the game. It has been a complete nightmare. You're playing without Cooper Kupp. He's hurt. You're playing without Matthew Stafford. He's hurt. You're playing without Allen Robinson, who you gave a lot of money to come in this year. You're playing without Aaron Donald, right? But it also opens up the door for a lot of these other young players to try to showcase their talents and see what they can do moving forward. And I wouldn't rule out this right here, Fitz, because we knew Amazon put on the table and threw a lot of money at Sean McVay, right, to leave the coaching ranks and to join the broadcasting booth. With hardly any draft picks and, you know, picks where you can pick a quarterback and do a lot of things that you know you need for your offense to be, you know, valuable, I wouldn't rule out Sean McVay stepping away.
I mean,
I wouldn't.
You got to look at it and say, what was he coming back for, yes. right? Like, we ask players this all the time. When players come back, it's to make another run. Right now, to that point, the last Super Bowl defending champion that lost this many games was back in 1999. It was the Broncos. What was significant about that? Elway retired. Yep. So they didn't even know what their quarterback position looked
like. And that's another point that you bring up, because when I say draft picks to not know what you want to do at the quarterback position, I'm assuming because Matthew Stafford has a spinal contusion, right? Already, he's already had a back injury throughout his career one time already. You know, his wife has been through a lot. They got through that. He's won a Super Bowl. He's played 14 years. What reason does Matthew Stafford have to come back and play in the National Football League again?
Especially if that O-line doesn't look good. I mean,
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. What reason does he have to come back and play in the National Football League?
None.
No reason whatsoever. So why not retire, enjoy your kids? Because I tell people this all the time, right? The game of football is lovely in the National Football League. It can put you in a position to do a lot of things with your family. But at the end of the day, don't you have to enjoy your family too?
Well, and
you have to enjoy your family and your wife and your kids. And
that speaks to Sean McVay too, right?
Yes.
Like, because most reports on this are that McVay makes more than most star players do, right? And last year, part of the reason he was considering walking away was because he wants to have a family and wants to have sort of a normal life. Well, my God, he can make a ton of money being on any of these TV sites.
And just like we see Tony Romo and the way he called football games, I can view Sean McVay in that light because he's so brilliant. The guy remembers plays from 10 years, 11 years ago. Whenever you have a mind like that, you know those type of guys would be great in the broadcasting booth because, number one, they understand the game, the ins and outs of everything. Right, they understand it from a quarterback position. He played quarterback in high school. He is the play caller for the Los Angeles Rams. So you just know he'll do an amazing job.
You know what else I know, Harry Douglas?
Talk to me.
I'm Jason Fitz. The Green Bay Packers are not going to the playoffs. Look, I don't care what every other show is trying to tell you today. This is not happening. This is like me walking into a bar and like all of a sudden there's a supermodel at the end of the bar and I'm sitting down. I'm like, can I buy you a drink? Sure, I can ask if I can buy her a drink. The answer to that's going to be squarely no. Is there a mathematical chance that the Packers could make the playoffs? Yes. It now is a whopping 12%. If they win out, which would include a win over Miami, it would include they would have to beat Minnesota and Detroit. Two teams that already beat them. If they went out, then they need a couple of, I won't bore you with the scenarios. There is a chance, according to everybody, that, oh yeah, they put it up on the screen if you're watching it. The Packers went out, two of the following three things happens. The Seahawks lose one of their final three games. The Commanders lose two of their final three games.
It's possible,
or the Giants. Okay, it's also possible that the Raiders make the playoffs, but we're not leading with that today.
Listen to me though, the Seahawks play who this weekend? The Kansas City Chiefs. It's a possibility they can lose. One of the games that I know the Washington Commanders have to play is against the San Francisco 49ers. Their schedule at the end of the year is tough. And I believe they play the Philadelphia Eagles one more time. Now, listen to this. I'm on the side of history that's bad. Because Aaron Rodgers in 2010 and those stinky Green Bay Packers squeaked into the playoffs because they own the tiebreaker. We went 13-3. When I say we, the Atlanta Falcons, we went 13-3 that year, had the number one seed. They came into the Georgia Dome. The Georgia Dome. And broke my damn heart, Fitz. That damn Aaron Rodgers, I tell you time and time again, I was like, ooh, I can't stand him, but I love him. I can't stand him. Blew us out in our own building. Number one seed, 13-3. Guess what else happened? That same Aaron Rodgers, the same person that Ryan Clark talked about, that threw that little pass through the middle that Ryan Clark thought he was going to pick off for a touchdown. Ryan Clark feels the same way I feel. He stopped RC from getting the Super Bowl. He stopped us in Atlanta from getting the Super Bowl. So that guy, Aaron Rodgers, if he gets in, Lord have mercy. The football gods are on his side, in which they haven't been all year.
Nah, see, but at the end of the day, we still have to look at this version of the Packers. And what they do last night, they beat a trash Rams team. They beat a Rams team that was a miracle collapse away from losing to my beloved Raiders 10 days ago. Not because the Rams are any good. Let me be clear. It would be easier for me to soak in the loss I watched as a fan if I thought the Rams were
but
good.
They ran the
Rams,
football.
But the Rams are trash.
They were consistent running the football, in which I don't know why it's taking, what week is this, 15? 14?
Yeah, 15.
Who cares? It's late in the year. I don't know why it took this long for Matt LaFleur to understand that the run game is where they need to start things offensively. They did that last night. 35 carries, 138 yards, two touchdowns. Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon. And then you sprinkle in some Randall Cobb. You sprinkle in, who else? Kristen Watson. You sprinkle in some Romeo Doubs. Romeo Doubs is back. Young fellas, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, they're starting to step up and make a little bit more plays, right? They're starting to get acclimated to the game of football in the National Football League. These young bucks going to be okay, man.
Let me ask you this. Let me just, on behalf of every fan that listens to ESPN and watches ESPN every day, how the hell am I supposed to buy that the Packers have a shot at the playoffs on the same day that I'm also going to listen to a bunch of people tell me that the Lions, if they get in, could really make some noise? One of the remaining opponents is the Lions. We got to stop.
Let me tell you why. Because you watched that game last night. What was that game played at, Fitz?
It was played in the cold.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, when you fly to in Wisconsin, right? You go to play the Green Bay Packers. You know, you stay in Appleton, Wisconsin.
No, I stay in Appleton.
You stay in a hotel, right? And the only damn restaurant you have the opportunity to go to is right there in the hotel, right? So if you don't get food at a certain time, you're not able to eat. It's a possibility that teams that are going to be flying into there, guys are going to wait too late to get food and won't even be able to eat the night before the damn game. Because it's a snow blizzard outside, and they can't even go nowhere to get no food.
They're hungry. They can't
play up to their standards because they're dying of starvation.
You know how much I would.
Because it happened to me, Vince. That's why I'm bringing it up.
I'm telling you, every dollar I have in the bank, I give just to watch Jared Goff afterwards at the podium, and they're like, Jared, things didn't go well today. What happened? He's like, well, I missed mealtime last night at the one hotel in Green Bay, and I was hangry the whole
Appleton,
game.
Appleton, Wisconsin, man.
Oh, my God. Appleton, Wisconsin.
People outside in negative degree weather shoveling snow like it's normal.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what's normal about that.
But also, I know that they play indoors, but they'd be playing against the Lions and the Vikings, two teams that are at least familiar with what life is like in the elements. I know they play indoors for their games, but there is a culture shock when you come from hot to cold. I get that. But they're used to that to a certain extent. You guys can chime in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you get in on the conversation. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Jason Fitz. You can also hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed at Jason Fitz, at HDouglas83. We want to be a community here. We want you guys to be part of it. So give us your thoughts on the MVP. And maybe everybody else disagrees with me on the Packers. In the meantime, what would our next guest do when it comes to the handling of Zach Wilson? We'll find out how to handle a tough situation for the New York Jets next. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Jason Fitz, Harry Douglas in.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz. We're in for the guys giving a sneak peek at Fitz and Harry, which starts right here from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern every weekday on January 3rd. You can listen to us also on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can watch along, too, if you want to watch in the ESPN app. That's where we'll be. Harry, I said this yesterday, and we just were delightfully joined because we are together in Bristol today. We were delightfully joined in studio by Christine Lisi, who did her job absolutely professionally because she is the consummate professional. I, yesterday, spent time before the Monday Night Football digital show that I love being a part of every week. We decided we were going to pre-tape an intro where I reenacted Chandler Jones intercepting the football, but instead it was Christmas package, dressed like Santa. I then dumped a bag of Snickers on somebody's head while I trash-talked them. Typical digital show stuff, right? Like, this is what we do on digital shows. What made me laugh about that is as I'm trying to run down the hallway with a package and a bag full of Snickers in a full Santa costume, Herm Edwards is standing like, I don't know, 30, 40 feet away from me. And I'm thinking, man, I wonder why people sometimes think I'm not the professional, and Herm absolutely is. That's the way this company works. Herm joins us now on the show. Herm, first and foremost, you should have gotten in the shot, buddy. I mean, it's rare that I'm running around in a Santa suit. So we appreciate you hanging out with us as always. I want to ask you about Jalen Hurts because, you know, when you're the Eagles and you're looking at you got three games left in the regular season and you want this young man to get a shot at an MVP, but you also got a Super Bowl run to be concerned about. Where's your line versus rest, rust, and health for a quarterback that's hurt this late in the season?
Well, when you think about it, you're always in the mindset of protecting the player, and he's your best asset. And as much as you'd like him to obviously have an opportunity to win the MVP award, it'd be much sweeter if he wins the Super Bowl. So with that being said, I just think that coach will we'll see where he's at with the doctors. I think if he can practice here next week, you get him practicing, so he can just go out and practice. But you got to protect him from himself. You know, this guy has had a tremendous year. And we spoke about him this morning, talking about he's in the MVP race. And I said, you know, for a guy to accomplish what he's done, he's 22 touchdowns throwing, but another 13 running. And he's got 35 total touchdowns, and just his improvement as a passer, it's just been something fun for me to watch. And obviously having A.J. Brown, you throw it anywhere near that guy, he jumps up and catches it. But, I just think that he's a leader. He is the pulse of this football team. He has embraced the city, and the city has embraced him. I know that playing there all those years I played there, and he's done a really nice job.
Coach, I got to ask you about the backup quarterback, Gardner Minshew, because he came from Jacksonville. Yeah. They have someone in the front office, the Eagles do now, Dave Caldwell, who used to be the former GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm pretty sure he had his hands on Gardner Minshew getting to Philadelphia as a backup quarterback. How much confidence do you have in him if he's actually the starter against the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I think you have enough confidence in this sense, just similar to what Purdy was asked to do, right? I mean, you're stepping in a situation where just drive the car straight, just keep it in the lane. Don't try to have this outer body experience. Let the tools and the players around you help you. You don't have to do anything. Just drive the car, right? Just drive the car. Don't turn the ball over. That's one thing you always tell young quarterbacks that don't play a lot. Just don't give them extra possessions. Don't do anything stupid. You don't have to play hero ball. Just let the players around you, obviously, help you. And I think he'll do that. He's a smart kid. He's got some arm talent. He's okay. I mean, they like him. In the organization, they like him. I think the players like him. So he just has to go out and play quarterback.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Coach, I mean, the Jets quarterback situation, a little interesting. But Robert Saleh says that guys aren't being given enough time to prove that they are the guy in today's NFL, which makes a lot of sense. But at the end of the day, I don't know how you fix that. What do you make of what Coach said?
Well, because of the position. I mean, that goes along with the position anymore. When you play quarterback, there's much expected, especially if you're a high-round pick, right? But, guys, we know this. It takes seasoning. You have to play quarterback in this league. It's not like coming from college and you just walk in and play. Look, we can look at the guy at Jacksonville right now, right? And all of a sudden, everybody's turning their heads going, is Jacksonville going to get in the playoffs? We watched him last year, and now we've seen him progress, right? We've seen all of a sudden he's this quarterback where we're going, oh, that's the guy they drafted, Trevor Lawrence, and all of a sudden he looks like that guy now. So I just think that it's a tough position, probably the hardest position to play in sports because of all the scrutiny that comes along with the position. And remember, you play with the ball. You affect everybody on that team. And you make bad decisions with that ball. It just permeates through the whole football team. And it's a tough because you're out there. You got to play. It's a position that is very coveted. Everybody wants to play until you got to go play it, right?
Coach, you up there talking about some it takes seasoning. What you know about getting in that kitchen and seasoning some meat so it tastes good the next day or two when you cook it up? Coach, what you know about that?
Man, look here. You know what I know? Wash the dishes when my wife gets done and stay out of her way. Nothing about no cooking, man. I just want there to wash the dishes and to make sure she has everything that she needs.
I know that's right.
That is a smart, smart man. Coach, we appreciate your time. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family. We appreciate you hanging out with us. I promise next time I see you in the halls, I promise I won't be dressed as Santa. I'll probably still be in a costume, but it won't be Santa.
You had the best Santa shoes that any Santa can wear.
Look at that.
You both.
I appreciate you, brother. Coach always doing great work. I was wearing some very shiny silver and black shoes. Very on brand, considering yesterday was still Victory Monday.
I'm going to say this really quick. Yeah. Coach Edwards, man, is the kind of coach that I love to play for. A guy that's going to, you know, keep things 100, keep things real, always be a straight shooter, not tell you, you know, what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And I'm glad he's like that as an analyst as well.
Yeah, I think that also speaks to what I believe genuinely continues to work from coaching in the modern NFL.
Yep.
More and more in today's league, whether it's college or the NFL, you got to be able to understand people.
That's right.
If you're going to be a great coach, you can't just be great at X's and O's. You got to be able to understand people and get a locker room to buy into you as a person. If you can't do that, I don't care how much you know about the game, it is not going to help.
They say up here up north, true story, yo. True story.
Oh, my God. Speaking of truth, we're going to keep it real about Tom Brady. Somebody's got to. All right. Should Tom Brady just be done in the NFL? We'll answer it next as we go through some HD or SD next. Barton Hahn, Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, in for the guys.
Bart and Hahn.
Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. But it's not really Barton Hahn. No, not today. Nope. It's Fitz and Harry. It's a sneak peek. Jason Fitz, Harry Douglas. We start January 3rd. Although, like, I got it. Like, if you can watch us in the ESPN app. Harry's doing some weird, like, weird dance that I would expect me to do.
Like
there's
dancing.
A difference in the way the two of us look, and that would make people maybe think one of us would dance one way, one would dance the other. That's all I said. And that was a little bit more like a me dance.
For the culture.
For the culture. We were dancing for the culture. I'm the stand in the back of the room guy, like bob my head a little bit. Like, we all realize that I have rhythm, but I can't
dance. I'm on the dance floor,
and,
baby.
Yeah, no, he's doing like the Tootsie Roll, even though the song doesn't call for it.
Tootsie Roll,
yeah,
Tootsie Roll.
This is that's my fault, America. I did this to you. You can hang out with us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80, starting January 3rd from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern every single weekday. You can also watch us in the ESPN app. We are honored to get to hang out with you guys every single day, and we're going to make you part of this community. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to do a little thing here that we're trying this out. Like, this is like the soft opening for a restaurant, right? We're trying out a little dish here, all right? We're going to take a look at some things, and we're going to use a play on Harry Douglas's name. All right, we're gonna do a little HD or SD. So what we're gonna do is it high def or is it standard def? Producer Devin's gonna get on the mic. He's gonna give us a statement. We will decide if that statement is absolutely clear, totally correct, HD, or is it a little cloudy? I don't know. Still need to be proven. SD. Devin, are you ready?
I'm ready. I've been ready.
Oh, okay. Well, it takes a little setup.
Okay,
all right.
Then. Oh, wow. Mr. Hotshot.
All right, fine. I'm putting my Grinch shoes
up. We'll go to you first then.
All right,
the officiating in the NFL is a problem, HD or SD?
Oh, man, this is high definition. HD without a question. All the crazy calls that we've seen this season that have caused a lot of turmoil on Twitter, but coaches speaking out, players speaking out, it has been an issue. It has been a problem. And I think the NFL, after this season, they need to go address some things and figure out what's the happy medium. And I hate to say this because, you know, the officials are human beings as well, and they are trying their best. But then there's also some calls that are just uncalled for. Some of the things that I couldn't even live with if I was an official being a human being living the rest of my life. Like that call against Grady Jarrett when he sacked Tom Brady by Jerome Bulger, however you pronounce it.
Somebody clip that off.
I'm so doggone mad.
All right, Devin, reread the question for me here.
The officiating in the NFL is a problem.
Stop your whining, you little children. No, it's fine. The officiating is it's fine. It's what it always is. We sit here and we pick one little moment in the game and we say, "Well, these guys suck."
Says the person because his team got a call this weekend, the Raiders and Keelan Cole.
Wait.
So you're telling me when the Tuck rule happened, we ain't got no problem. When the Raiders lose a game to the Seahawks in the early 2000s where they slide out of the back of the end zone because of the rain and it's called a safety, and they lose, we ain't got no problem. No, they just changed those rules after everything. You're telling me in a pass interference in an NFC championship game that still haunts a whole franchise, we ain't got no, we don't have a problem. The problem is Twitter. Y'all just
sit
down.
He remembers it all, so that lets you know he has an issue with it.
No, because
he's been had an issue with it.
This is part of being an NFL fan. Sit down, shut up, color in your books. If you think the officiating is a problem, how about you ask your team to play better?
Keelan Cole, touchdown. It was a touchdown. Clearly on the white.
Clearly a touchdown.
All right, we'll try to move on from that one. Fitz, Jalen Hurts should win the MVP.
Heck yeah. That's HD all the way. I don't care if he doesn't play another snap the entire rest of the way. He is the MVP right now. He has clearly been the best player on the best team in football. Look, if that's what the MVP seems to be. Like, if we're going to talk about who means the most to their team, that conversation has always been Patrick Mahomes the whole year. But I'm not going to change what I said a week. If Harry Douglas, you're always my MVP. If Jalen Hurts was the MVP, a week ago, he's still the MVP after all this.
You see how I'm looking at you, Fitz?
Yeah, he is giving me a little bit of look like.
Now, for me, is this HD or standard D? I'm going to go standard D because let me say this first.
We're going to have to say standard definition on that. Let's just go ahead. Okay.
Jalen Hurts is my MVP right now. He is my MVP right now. But the simple fact that he's hurt, I don't know if he's going to finish the year. So I can't just say it's HD and clear. You know what I'm saying? Because Patrick Mahomes, in the time that, you know, Jalen Hurts is out, or, you know, Josh Allen or Joe Burrow, those guys can have phenomenal last three games and put themselves ahead of Jalen Hurts in those regards if he doesn't play. So I'm going to go with standard D in that one.
And we're going to get you guys involved. David in Texas, who's the MVP right now?
Well, the question wasn't right now, though.
I know. Well, still, I like that. I mean, that's what we were trying for. David, try it again. David in Texas, who's the MVP?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, we got you, buddy. You're on air. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, I say Mahomes is the MVP because what were people saying last year when he lost Tyreek? Yeah, they were going to finish third in their division. They weren't even supposed to be here. Every other quarterback you're talking about has at least two elite receivers: Josh Allen, Burrow, and Hurts. And now he's on his way to breaking Peyton Manning's 5,000 yards record this year.
David, that's great. I did say that about the Chiefs. Boy, was I wrong.
Can we establish one thing here today?
Huh.
Do y'all do understand Patrick Mahomes never lost his number one weapon, right? He never lost his number one weapon.
Kelsey.
Which is Travis Kelsey.
Yeah.
So can we stop saying he lost his number one guy?
No,
he didn't lose his number one guy.
Let's see, real quick, we're going to get one more in just to hear the other side of this. Ryan in Texas. We love Texas. Texas, Ryan, what you got?
Hey, and again, this means a lot. It's hard for being a Cowboy fan, but first of all, I can't wait. I'm glad we're getting a taste of Fritz and Harry. Look forward to it every day.
Woo, thank you.
Start January 3rd.
Well, and what's your take on the MVP?
Yeah.
I think Jalen Hurts has a chance to win the MVP.
They're going to send you to the guillotine.
Play in the
You a Cowboys fan.
And not play the next three games. Because I think they're going to lose some games. If the Colts didn't have to settle for field goals, they would have beat the Eagles. We're going to see how important Jalen Hurts is these next three games. I think Hurts wins it because I think they could lose a couple of these next three games.
Well, don't go anywhere right now. You're a Cowboys fan, right?
Yes, sir.
Is anybody else in your household a Cowboys fan as well?
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Okay. Well, if they're not listening, then you're good. If they're listening might not be able to go back home.
Like, you might just want to skip Christmas. Just skip Christmas, right? Like, don't tell the family. We won't tell the family. You don't tell them. Thanks for the call, brother. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for the plug. I appreciate that. Devin, you got one more for us?
Yeah, and this is going to lead into our next conversation at 1 o'clock. The Buffalo Bills are the best team in the AFC, Harry, HD or SD?
This is easy for me. This is standard definition.
Uh-huh.
The best team in the AFC right now for me?
Wait, say it on three. Let's say it together on three. See if we agree.
All right. One, two, three. The Bengals.
Cincinnati. We said the same thing. Oh, we didn't even know that was going to happen. Go ahead, AC.
Yeah. I just think it's Cincinnati right now. I think they're playing great football. You look at a guy like Joe Burrow. He doesn't care who's on the opposing sidelines. He's going to take it to the opponent any and every week that he plays. And he's a guy that happened to win the AFC last year and went to the Super Bowl. So watch out for the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes this is as clear. We're going to do the college football playoff process to the NFL later. Yep. We're going to do the NFL playoff committee. But sometimes this is as clear as who are you scared to play right now? And I think every team in the NFL should be absolutely terrified to take on the Bengals.
You know what I say about Joe Burrow? Walk around with them grapefruits, man. Hey, don't nobody want to play Joe Burrow?
You know what they say, if my aunt had grapefruit, she'd be my uncle. Okay, I don't know. We're going to get you the college football playoff coming to the NFL. Who are the top six teams in the NFL, and do I still have a job? That's next, Barton Hahn, Harry Douglas, Jason Pitts.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.